for traders who crave risk. Direction's daily leveraged and inverse ETFs provide opportunities to magnify short-term perspectives with daily 3x and 2x leverage or inverse leverage. Utilize bull and bear funds for both sides of the trade and trade through rapidly changing markets. These are highly leveraged ETFs with a daily resetting designed for short-term trading, not long-term investing. Whether you're a bull or a bear, you choose the direction. For up-to-date pricing and performance, go to direction.com. Investing in the funds involves significant risk and should only be utilized by investors who understand the impact of leverage and actively monitor their portfolio. They are not designed to track the underlying index for more than a day. Before investing, carefully consider a fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at direction.com. Read carefully. Distributor Foreside Fund Services, LLC.
Academic literature tells us that small-cap stocks outperform large caps over the long run. But recent performance has actually contradicted that claim. Small-cap ETFs have actually lagged S&P 500 ETFs over the past 10, 15, and 20-year periods, and in some cases, by a rather significant margin. So are small caps even worth the trouble? Well, today's audience-requested ETF battle is a quadruple header between small-cap equity ETFs from Advantis, Dimensional, Invesco, and State Street Global. This is going to be fun. Stick around. I'm Ron DeLegge. Welcome to a brand new season of ETF Battles. Yes, season 5. That's what we're in now. Can you believe it? Season 5. It's crazy. Time flies when you're watching ETF Battles. And a big thanks to all of our loyal viewers, along with our program sponsor, Direction. And of course, a huge thanks to all of our outstanding judges for their timely insights. If there's an ETF battle that you'd like to see, send me your ETF ticker symbols in the comment section below or on our X feed at ETF Guide. Also, be sure to visit the description section below. I've got links to our judges. I've also got viewer resources down there, along with links to our program sponsor, Direction. So get in touch. Today's quadruple header was requested by a viewer named Kep19901, and it's a small cap ETF skirmish between four funds from Advantis, Dimensional, Invesco, and State Street Global. This is a quadruple header. So which of these small cap ETFs is the best choice? Judging today's contest is a duo extraordinaire. We've got Tony Dung, lead ETF analyst at ETF Central, and James Seifert with Bloomberg Intelligence. Guys, welcome to the show. Great to see you.
Thanks for having me, Ron. Happy to be back.
Thanks for having us, Ron.
So we're going to blaze through our four battle categories: cost, exposure, strategy, performance, and mystery. Mysteries where you, our judges, could pick any factor or thing that you feel is crucial to today's contest. Our judges can also nominate wildcard ETFs if they feel there's better choices elsewhere, or they can opt for split decisions. I've got the scorekeeping chores. At the end of the show, we will declare an overall winner. Keep in mind, none of the battle outcomes are ever predetermined or known in advance by myself or our judges. So let's kick things off with the first category, cost. James, please get us started.
Yeah, so cost is it's probably the easiest category because you're just looking at one thing for the most part. So if we're looking at expense ratios, the winner here is going to be State Street's SLYV because it charges just 15 basis points. But the other ones, they're not that much higher. We have Avantis at 25 basis points. We have DFA, Dimensional, at 31. And then we have Invesco's pure S&P 600 ETF at 35. So they're all pretty close. It's not like one blows the other out of the water, but the winner here in my book is SLYV.
That's a great start. Thank you, James. Tony, you're up next. How do you see it when it comes to cost?
So I concur with James here. SLYV is easily the cheapest. It's one of the oldest ones as well. It's very liquid. It's got a 30-day median bid-ask spread of just 6 basis points. So when you add that onto the expense ratio, that's your total cost of ownership. Invesco is leaning more towards the expensive side, and I'm also seeing a much higher bid-ask spread too. This is a much smaller fund with just 254 million assets in management. So I fully agree with James. SLYV takes it in cost.
Our next category is exposure strategy. And Tony, you're still up, so please give us your analysis.
This is a very big one to watch out with small cap value ETFs. The Invesco and the State Street ones are both index-based, and the Avantis and Dimensional ones are more active. Now, what I like to do when I'm looking at this category of ETFs is to look at their factor exposure through a factor regression. Now, from the results I see on my page, the Invesco one wins out in terms of size exposure. That is, it has the greatest amount of exposure to the smallest stocks. But when it comes to value exposure, the Avantis and the Dimensional ones actually have the highest loadings. But one thing I do want to point out is that both Avantis and Dimensional also screen for profitability, as does the State Street one. And there's a very cool article that Cliff Asness wrote called Size Matters If You Control for Junk. And it's the argument that when you look at small cap value, you really have to implement a profitability screen, because as we know, there's so many junky stocks in that segment. Think about, you know, the ARK Innovation Fund, right? That thing is full of small cap growth with very poor profitability and very aggressive investment characteristics. So in terms of exposure here, I really do like both Avantis and Dimensional just based on factor loadings. It goes to Avantis for me. Simply because, like I said, strong loadings on size, strong loadings on value, but more importantly, it also screens for profitability. And off the top of my head, Avantis also considers momentum when they're making changes to the portfolio, just to make sure they're not trading against the trend.
Thank you, Tony. James, you're up next. How do you see it when it comes to exposure strategy?
Yeah, the main thing I look at is the stuff that Tony just spoke about there. So I don't have all that much to add. Like the things I would focus on is the Avantis and Dimensional ones, as he mentioned, are active. So they can be a little more nimble in exactly what they do. And the one thing about SLYV, it's market cap weighted. So you're going to have a lot more beta in there. So if your goal is really to get small cap value exposure, which for the most part, that's what people are probably looking for here. If they want to diversify their portfolio with small cap value, I don't think SLYV is the best opportunity here. RZV from Invesco, actually, from my point of view, has some of the more pure exposures to like some of the value factors, and they tend to hold a lot smaller stocks. So the average market cap weighting on Avantis and a Dimensional is a little bit higher, but I tend to like just the way that they're operating and all the processes they have behind them. So if I'm going exposure strategy, I'm going to say it's probably a tie between AVUV and DFSV. And ironically enough, both of these strategies both came from very similar people and very similar backgrounds and views on the markets. I'll give it a tie between AVUV and DFSV.
Thank you, James. That takes us next to performance. And this is where it really gets interesting. So, James, which of these four ETFs stands out when it comes to performance?
Yeah, so when you look at performance, SLYV is the clear loser here. It's been underperforming the other three. The other three are pretty tightly in line if you look over the last couple of years here. They're all within a rough range of like 17 to 15% performance. But when you look at SLYV, like I talked about before, it offers way more beta to the small cap space and doesn't really focus on the small and value factors. So it's been underperforming heavily in recent years. For that reason, I mean, if we're just looking strictly on performance and not volatility and other things, I have to give the winner here to AVUV. Over the last few years, it's outperformed. But both of these they're relatively new ETFs on as far as AVUV and DFSV go, as far as operating as ETFs. But yeah, I'm looking at AVUV as the top performing here, particularly just looking over the last 2 years or the last few years since the COVID bottom, mostly.
Tony, you're up. So which of these four ETFs stands out when it comes to performance?
So right off the bat, we don't have a lot of history, especially for the Dimensional Fund. So any backtest I did has been extended using the mutual fund version called a DFSVX. Now, going all the way back to 2020, we see that the clear winner here has been the Avantis Fund, and by a mile. It has not only the highest total return, but also the best risk-adjusted return in terms of the Sharpe ratio. A notable laggard, as mentioned by James, has been the SPDR fund. Again, this is the old usual active versus passive conundrum. The outperformance of Avantis is in no way guaranteed to continue. And at least with the index fund, you have a guarantee that it's a very methodical, very rules-based process. But to add a bit of context to that, I have tremendous faith in both the ability of Avantis and also DFA to deliver on these strategies. This is their bread and butter. This is what both firms were founded on. So for winner, Avantis.
Okay, that takes us to our mystery battle category. James, you're up. What is your mystery battle category and which of these four ETFs wins it?
Yeah, so my mystery battle category is going to be who offers the most exposure to the actual smallest names. I think a lot of these have heavy and stuff that I would consider to be mid-cap names. So you might be surprised at the size of the companies that you're holding. It's not exactly 100% small cap as far as I'm concerned in the way I look at this. So I'm going to look at the market cap average exposure in these products. And the winner here is going to be RZV. It is the smallest fund in this category. And they do things a little different. They use fundamental weighting rather than market cap weighting, and they're not active. So they have the smallest overall exposure as far as market cap goes to the underlying stocks. So my winner here is RZV because they're actually giving you exposure to the smallest names. But again, they don't have some of those other requirements to get included in the index. But that said, if you're really looking for small exposure, RZV is the way to go.
So give us your mystery battle category. What is it, and which of these two ETFs wins it?
My mystery battle category here is firm reputation. All right, there's nothing wrong with State Street and there's nothing wrong with Invesco, but when it comes to factor investing expertise, I want to see a firm who has a clear connection to Eugene Fama and Kenneth French. And that would go to Dimensional and, to a lesser extent, Avantis, which, as we all know, was founded by some ex-DFA employees. I think having this academic expertise on the board and having, you know, over three decades of experience to draw on, specifically working with advisors and now bring their strategies to ETFs, is something that I don't think can be replicated elsewhere. It's a very intangible asset that both of these firms have. So it's a tie between Avantis and Dimensional for me. If I had to pick one, and I'm going to, it'll be Dimensional just because they have the longer history there.
And now we've reached the final part of this program where our judges can give us their overall winner. So James, give it to us.
Yeah, so my overall winner here is I'm probably going to have to go AVUV. It might be it's close to a tie between DFSV, but I'm looking at AVUV as the winner. It's performed exceptionally well. It's relatively new, though, that said, but it has done well attracting assets. And for all the reasons we talked about, I kind of like the slight active tilt. Both, I didn't mention this before, but Avantis and Dimensional, I think of them as active in name only. They can tilt and make moves on a daily basis, but so they're not like restricted to doing rebalances and changes to the portfolio on a quarterly basis or what have you that the other passive products are required to do. And I kind of like that in this space because there's a lot of movement that can happen. It's going to tend to be a lot more volatile down here than your traditional large cap blue chip stocks. So I like the value add that Avantis and Dimensional can offer here. But if I have to pick one, I'm going to pick AVUV.
Tony, you're up. Now we're going to ask you to give us your overall battle winner. Which of these four ETFs stands out?
It's going to be AVUV for me. For 25 basis points, you're getting active management that isn't just, you know, the manager discretionarily picking stocks. It's very rules-based. Avantis has a very systematic methodology where they have checked multiple valuation metrics, multiple profitability metrics, multiple size metrics, and, you know, they're very nimble with the portfolio. One of the things that, you know, when I talked to Avantis and they mentioned is that they have sell discipline. They're able to cut losers, and they're also to sell their winners once they've appreciated and are no longer waiting until, say, the next time the index rebalances, which, as we've seen in some cases, can really lead to front-running, especially in these small-cap value strategies. So Avantis wins it for me just based on how well they performed on multiple metrics.
Well, our judges have spoken, and according to my battle scorecard, today's winner is AVUV from Avantis. And our judges liked that ETF for many reasons. They agreed in terms of performance. They agreed in terms of exposure strategy. Also, you're getting active management in that particular ETF for just 25 basis points, which is quite a deal when you think about it. If you compare that to, let's say, most small cap actively managed mutual funds, it's significantly lower. But our judges laid out their arguments quite well, and we appreciate their outstanding analysis. Tony and James, keep up the good work. Great to have you with us on today's episode of ETF Battles.
Thanks for having me, Ron. It was a great time.
Really enjoyed this, Ron. Thank you.
Be sure to visit the description section below. We've got links to both of our judges, along with our program sponsor, Direction. I'm Ron DeLegge. Thanks for watching ETF Battles. We'll see you on the next episode.
For traders who crave risk, Direxions Daily Leveraged and Inverse ETFs provide opportunities to magnify short-term perspectives with daily 3x and 2x leverage or inverse leverage. Utilize bull and bear funds for both sides of the trade and trade through rapidly changing markets. These are highly leveraged ETFs with a daily resetting designed for short-term trading, not long-term investing. Whether you're a bull or a bear, you choose the direction. For up-to-date pricing and performance, go to direction.com. Investing in the funds involves significant risk and should only be utilized by investors who understand the impact of leverage and actively monitor their portfolio. They are not designed to track the underlying index for more than a day. Before investing, carefully consider a fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at direction.com. Read carefully. Distributor Foresight Fund Services, LLC.